الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد.
الله اكبر
الله اكبر.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
You better hold on.
Go faster! Ah, come, slow down, slow down. I was joking. Woo!
The Honorable Prophet of Islam, Muhammad Mustafa, peace be upon him, said. Honest and genuine children are like flowers from the heavens. These flowers should not be spoiled by wrong behavior and denying them a proper upbringing. We should try to show these precious creatures the right path, the path recommended by our Prophet.
Overtake them! You're useless, Asam! Go on! Go! Go! Come on! Woo!
Oh, wow! Watch this! Watch this!
Oh, dear God, please, God, show us your mercy and do not judge us, because if he judges us, none of us will pass the test. You should know if he judges us, none of us will pass the test. And then we'll all have to face God's punishment. And that is why we should try and salavat.
Having fun?
Now look over there. It says slow down, okay? Look, right over there.
You're scared.
I'm not scared at all. Don't get scared. Don't get scared.
Okay, okay. Just watch out. Look ahead.
Hey. Hey!
Any major problems, Haji Mohsen?
No. There was a problem with the fuse box. I've sorted it out, though.
It has to be fixed and properly. Especially as we have a couple of ceremonies coming up. One memorial service and one birthday.
Memorial? Whose memorial?
The martyr Saburi.
Ah, God rest his soul.
God bless your father too. In those days, he brought light to this mosque and the neighborhood, and now you do the same.
And God bless your departed too, Mr. Nemeti.
Well, this year the committee has decided to put up a few more decorations and lights than usual. We're going to festoon the streets all the way to the bazaar.
Sure. I'll do it tomorrow.
No, there's no time like the present. Go and see what you need and tell me how much it's going to cost. That will be very helpful. If you do that, it would be good.
Consider it done.
Thank you.
Here you go, ma'am.
Thank you very much. How much?
Nothing, mother. There was, nothing wrong with it. Just a bent wire, that's all.
Ah, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. Good day to you.
Good day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, son.
Oh, hello, Dad.
What's going on?
Everything's fine. What's going on?
I'm just waiting for Saeed. Have you heard from him at all?
No. Did he take the car again?
Yeah. Well, okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, sir, what are we gonna do?
The police will come and they'll decide who's at fault.
Oh, come on. It'll take ages for them to come. Your car hasn't been too damaged.
Come on,
leave that and listen to me for just a minute.
Sasan, just leave it already.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You better watch your mouth, miss.
Oh, excuse her. She's just a kid. Look, I know a panel beater who can repair your car. No problem. I promise you.
I'm not going anywhere till the police come.
Oh, but you keep saying the same thing. Come on. Saeed, give me your driving license and insurance.
I haven't gotten anything on me.
The girl was driving. She should give me her documents.
Oh, come on, sir. What does it matter who was driving?
Here you are.
What is this thing? Give me your driving license.
Here.
Hello? Is this the police?
Haji, hasn't he turned up yet?
No, unfortunately he hasn't.
So, let me give you a lift.
No, I don't want to trouble you. I'll walk and I might see him on the way.
As you
don't
wish.
Worry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes? Good day to you too. Yes, go on. The police station.
Oh, sir, excuse me. On behalf of the other guys, I apologize about all that. It was a mistake. Give us a break. Come on.
Mister, I was just upset about your rude remarks.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've spoken to the others. You know, they're just a bunch of kids. Look at you. You're such a gentleman. Come on, give us a break. Let us off, huh?
You youngsters and your sweet talk. Let's just see what happens.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I've done as much as I can. The rest is up to you. I'd better go before your lousy dad comes
again. Come on already. You use that word again.
Oh, excuse me, respectable dad. Look, just make sure you don't mess up, and don't forget to say that you were behind the wheel, all right?
As if I'm going to say the girl was driving. Yeah, right. What will happen to Shorei?
Me and Shady will go for a spin, and then when you and your dad have gone, we'll come back and sort her out. Don't worry.
Officer Ahmadi, call this lady's father and tell him to come to the police station.
Yes, sir.
Look here, Superintendent. I've withdrawn my complaint. I just want compensation.
Dad. Hello.
Hello. What happened?
It was nothing, just a minor accident. I didn't have my license with me, so they sent me here. If you give them to me, it'll just take a minute.
Where's the car?
It's at the police parking lot. I'll go myself.
Please sign here. Officer Abbasi.
Here you go, thank you.
Tell him to come in. Here you are. Your insurance stays with the complainant until tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
I'll be in touch. I'll call you later, okay? I'll call you.
Nothing's happened, Dad. I'll pay for the damage, okay? Come on. Father, I'm sorry.
Don't say anything. Come in.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
You're late. We were so worried. Why haven't you brought the car in?
Is Vahid upstairs?
He's down here. He's sleeping on the couch.
Oh, come on. How many times have I told him to sleep in his own bed? When's he gonna get it through his thick skull?
He's only a kid. Give him a break. Just let him keep sleeping. What's wrong with him?
Nothing. Just a small accident. He overreacts.
Accident?
Yeah. Is there any food that I can eat?
Of course. Come on in. I want to know what's going on.
Said, come here. Well, tell me all about it.
Tell you what?
Tell me the truth.
I told you it was just a car crash.
Who was with you?
What? I was on my own.
Who was that girl? Did you know her?
What girl?
Don't you start acting all innocent. The one in the corridor at the police station.
Aha, uh-huh. That girl, well, we had the accident with them. She was in her dad's car. Dad, it's nothing important.
Nothing important? You told me you wanted to go to Rudahen, to your friend's villa. And then I find you are on your way to the north?
We postponed it. Postponed it to another day. Something came up.
Uh-huh. I see. And then you decided to go to the north. Yes? Shouldn't you have told me?
I'm sorry.
Don't you think I should know about it? Look at me, son.
You're right. I was wrong. Hello, Sasan. So tell me, what's going on your end? No, I'm at home. I really can't talk right now. No, nothing's happened. Same as always. What? Shora's bag still in our car? Ugh.
Where's your dad? Is he asleep?
I don't know.
Brother, are you asleep? Tell me the truth, Saeed. Why is your dad so upset?
Auntie, he overreacts.
I'm going to the parking lot to pick up the car. Hello.
Hello, Mohsen.
Hello, brother. It's morning. It's unusual for you to be ringing so early.
I called to see how you are. Melissa said you were in a car crash. I got worried.
No, it wasn't anything important. Don't worry about it.
I hope you weren't driving.
No, Said was.
He's okay, and the car is in the parking lot.
If you want to go anywhere, I can come and pick you up now.
I'm going to the parking lot, but I don't want to trouble you.
At the most, it'll cost $200, $300.
What's this, Sasan?
Well, what is that? Is that mineral water? Ooh, look at you, as if you've never seen that stuff before. Said, stop being such a geek, seriously.
What is this doing in my car? What did we agree?
We agreed to go to the north and have some fun.
With this?
If I had told you, you wouldn't have come because of your lousy old man.
I told you, don't talk about my dad like that.
Sorry. Your honorable father, right?
I'm not happy with this, Sasan.
Okay. But I think I'd better take that, huh?
It's my dad. Get those out of sight. Get them out of sight. Hello.
Hi.
Father, I wrote you a note saying that I'd see to everything. You didn't have to come here.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard that Said had an accident, so I've come to help him, if that's okay.
Thank you very much. But we don't need any help. You can go.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't you want to go to university?
I do. But I thought I would help you first.
No, I don't need help. Go, or you'll be late.
Okay. Goodbye.
Please, sir. What do you want that for now?
Look, miss, I have to be sure I'll get my compensation.
You can be sure you'll be paid. No, look, here comes the man himself. Please give me my logbook now.
Hang on a second, please.
Hello. I'm not late, am I?
No, but there are some things I have to do. If you don't mind, I'll go and see to them. And I kept this young lady here until you arrived before giving her the logbook.
Excuse me. You haven't introduced her to me.
You mean you don't know her at all?
No.
They said she's your son's fiancée.
Fiance?
No, of course not. Who said that? We were just together that day, really. Please give me my license so I can go.
Yesterday, she was the one at the wheel, but I let them off. We would have had to go to court otherwise. If you don't mind, I'll go and get on with the rest of the paperwork.
Thank you. Is this your work address?
No. It's my dad's company.
Your poor dad. I'll have to have a word with him later.
What do you mean?
He's getting compensation from me and me from you. First of all, I'd like to know when my son got engaged without me knowing. Tell me, is your father in the dark the same as me?
What happened? Did you get your logbook?
No. The stupid... He won't give it back. Let's go.
Go where? Are you crazy? It's times like this that prove you can't deal with situations. My God, you're so hopeless. Go and sit in the car till I come. What's going on, sir? Please give my sister her license.
These are gonna stay with me in the meantime.
You're the adult here. Can't you let her off this once? Please give her license to me. I beg your pardon.
Let me see. Is this the address that's on the license?
Well, how much do you want?
I just want to see your father, and that's all.
Now what am I going to do? What a moron!
What's up?
He's one of those super religious guys. He wants to go to Dad.
The radiator has had it. The chassis is damaged underneath. The engine guard needs to be changed, and the alternator belt has to be removed.
Why don't you just tell me that I need a brand new engine and a new body, and already skip this running around?
I know your son has done this to the car, not you. If I were you, I'd get every penny of him to pay for this.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Hey, cousin.
Hi there, Saeed. You okay? How's Uncle doing?
He's okay.
Mr. Saeed, this is your friend's lecture notes, Mr. Saburi. He brought them to me to get copies, but was in a hurry and left. Please give them to him.
Why do you get copies of lecture notes? If they bring the exam questions to you, get an extra copy. You know, you'll get more money for it.
All of them are exam questions. Which one do you want?
No, I don't want to trouble you. Only the ones related to my field, agriculture. If it's no trouble.
You must work on the land to learn about agriculture.
So if you don't mind, buy me a set of garden tools, too.
Of course. I'll tell Uncle Mohsen to buy you some.
Oh, really? Here's Ali Saburi.
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Your notes are ready.
Thank you. How much is it?
It's on me. Just put it on my tab.
You can settle later. I'm in a hurry. I have to go now.
I'm sorry. You've missed part of your class because of me.
No problem. I've gotta go. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Really? Sorry, but you're gonna have to help me out here.
You're playing truant.
Me? No, of course not. Believe me, we've got a ceremony to see. Just don't leave anything out.
So you won't get an A for once. The rest are in here?
Yes, today's and yesterday's, when you were off.
So what is the ceremony for?
It's my father's memorial service.
Ollie, I really wanted to come. God rest his soul.
Thank you. I've put your dad to so much trouble. He's been sorting out all the moss decorations and all the sound equipment this whole morning. Hey, have you got the time? I have to go. I have to be at the mosque at 3. See ya.
Hello, Sasan. I'm fine. What? My father has done what? Okay. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Ali! I've come to realize that taking part in your ceremony is much more important than my class.
Okay, get in. Thank God we got here in time.
Hello.
Hello, Akbar.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Nemati.
Hello, Ali. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Karim.
Hello, Saeed.
Hello.
How are
hello.
You?
Hello.
Thanks. You've gone to a lot of trouble.
Not at all, son. I was just doing my job.
Even so. Mr. Nemati, a few moments?
Certainly.
If you don't
course.
Mind.
See you later.
Father, how's it going? As soon as I found out that it was Ali's father's memorial, I came straight away.
Ah. So let's go in, then.
No. I just wanted to speak to you for a second.
Well, go on, then.
Could you please give me her driver's license?
So you haven't come for the ceremony?
I have, but I wanted to get this out of the way, too.
So you want to get the one who was at the wheel out of the way?
It was just an accident.
Everything is an accident, except the well-thought-out lies you dish up regularly.
But, Father, I don't even know her.
Come on. You don't know your fiancé?
Who said such a thing?
The one who you had an accident with. That's what you told him.
I said no such thing.
That girl was in your car. That girl was in your car with you, at the wheel. And you say you don't even know her? What's wrong with you, boy?
But please. Please, just give me the license and I promise to tell you everything later, Father.
I have to see her father. And that's all.
Oh, Mr. Karimi.
Yes, son.
Where's Said?
I don't know, around here somewhere.
I want to ask you to do something else for me.
Yes, son. If there's anything else, I'd be happy to do it for
Thank you. I've always been looking for the opportunity to arise to write my father's memoirs. And I'm looking for his colleagues, and I heard you knew him more than any. I was wondering if I could come and see you. Of course, when you have some free time.
Of course. When I have the time.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. With your permission.
Hello.
Hey. License?
Don't have it.
I knew it. Out of date so-and-so.
Who are you talking about?
That guy that we hit.
Aha. Sasan, what did you say to me?
What did I say?
You said you wanted to introduce me to this young lady, is that right?
Yeah, so what?
So what's all this talk about her being my fiancé?
This guy just doesn't get it. Were you blind? Didn't you see what that man was doing?
You're the one who hits a car right in front of you.
Really? Uh-huh. I see. No, father and son are two peas in a pod. Neither one stands down.
Really? Well, we have as much guts as you are muddle-headed. Someone has to follow around clearing up her mess. Someone has to pick up her bag, bring her license.
Hey, quiet down.
What do you mean quiet down? She's screwed up and it's as if we owe her something. How much does it cost?
No, I think we'll have a laugh about this later.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you sit down for a second, you'll have a good laugh.
Later. If there even is a later.
Oh, please say there'll be a next time. What is she thinking? I thank God we had a crash so we can end right here and now.
Said, hey.
Hang on there, Said. If my sister is even talking to you, it's because of Sasan.
Really? I'd be grateful if he'd spare me his favors. From now on, I hope he keeps his favors to himself. Goodbye.
Said, wait a minute.
Hi, Auntie.
Hello. You're late.
I was in the mosque.
The mosque?
I was at my friend's father's ceremony.
Oh, your dad told me about it, but I was so busy, I guess I forgot. Did you take the car to the mechanic?
I think Dad took it.
I'll make dinner, and then you can join us.
Thanks. Auntie, would you be willing to speak to my dad?
Why? Do you have to pay a lot of compensation?
No, it's just... To tell you the truth, I wasn't alone yesterday.
You weren't alone. Who was with you?
Well, there was a girl with me.
There was a girl? What do you mean?
For God's sake, don't react the same way he does, Auntie.
You have to tell me exactly what happened.
I met a girl and we wanted to sit down and talk together, that's all.
Who is she?
Auntie, you should say, who was she? Because it's over. One of my friends introduced her. She was my friend's fiancé. My friend's fiancé's sister.
So?
Nothing. Before I knew where I was, we had an accident.
So Mohsen wasn't actually upset about the car?
He has the girl's driver's license and wants to cause a scandal. Do you think he's right? Wanting to destroy a decent girl's reputation? For what? Because she got my car? It's just not fair. It's not right.
So that's it. A respectable girl just got into your car.
Auntie, I've just told you how it was.
Saeed, really, is that all of it?
I swear that's the whole story. Hey, what are you doing up there?
Nothing. Just getting some fresh air.
Really? Were you eavesdropping?
Ow! Ow! What is it? Why are you picking on me? You've messed up and now you're taking it out on me? What are the damages to the car?
It's got nothing to do with you.
Well, of course it does. I am a member of this family too. I have to know what you're up to.
I'm sorry for not asking for your permission.
What do you mean? I asked Dad for money and he says he doesn't have any and you've wrecked the car.
You're talking absolute nonsense. Dad gives you however much you want for books and classes.
Who said so? I asked for $200,000 and he said he didn't have it. And there you go out and pick up girls?
When you get older, do whatever you like.
I'm not like you. This is the last time you do this.
Look at you, huh? What did you say? That's the last time you ever...
Hello, Dad.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What is it? What's going on?
Nothing. Ask him. He wants to hit me.
Saeed?
It's nothing.
I was telling him Dad doesn't have 200,000 toman to give me, and you went and wrecked up the car.
Go to your aunt's and see if she needs anything.
I've got homework. I'm going to my room.
Tell me, son, don't you think you could have stayed just a bit longer for the sake of your friend?
Because of what you did, I didn't feel like staying.
What have I done? I didn't give you the license because I want to give it back to the owner. I want to get to know her.
I told you who she is.
No, you didn't.
Father, I told you my friend introduced her to me to get to know each other, but it wasn't meant to be and it's all over. That's it, the end.
And I'm supposed to believe this.
Father, have you ever believed me? Have you ever put your trust in me?
And what was the outcome of me trusting you? I get an accident and a scandal. By lying, you took my car, picked up a girl, and then... Saeed, I just can't believe what's happening.
Would you have lent me the car if I told you the truth?
The truth?
Yes, if I told you that I want to go out with a girl to speak to her for a while. Dad, would you have given me the car? What would you have said? Would you have given it to me?
You're shameless, Saeed. Really shameless. Of course I wouldn't have given it.
You see, Father, that's exactly why I lied to you. All I was doing was just thinking of you. Father, my opinions, my thoughts, my outlook is different from yours. I'm not shameless, I'm different.
And you call this different? It's being reckless. It's being shameless. Do you have any idea what you have done?
Your expectations are wrong.
Hold on! With the excuse of going to your friend's place, you took the car and ended up somewhere else. That girl's... God, forgive me, please. You picked up a girl set off for the north and it was God's will that you had an accident. Can't you see what's happening here?
You've got to stop all of this, brother. Come on. Saeed, go to your room.
No, let him have his say. Let him tell you about how different he is.
Whatever happened, it's over. Saeed, just go. Listen, brother, you can't put things right by shouting.
But look at everything that's happening to him.
He says he's only just met her. He's getting to know her for the purposes of getting married.
Come off it. Do you really believe that? The girl got in Saeed's car to go north, and God knows what they might have gotten up to. And the girl was at the wheel herself.
All right, but what are you going to do with the license now?
I want to go to the girl's father. This is the girl's license. I want to know if, like me, he's in the dark as to what his daughter... is up to.
Don't do it, Mohsen. Come on. It's bad for Saeed. He knows what he's done. He understands. He won't do it again. Why don't you go and wash your hands and face? And don't get so angry. It's not good for you.
Sasan is behind all this.
Sasan?
Auntie, what's going on?
What should I do with you, Saeed?
Auntie, I'm so sorry, Auntie, but I told you what happened. And now I just want to finish it off, okay?
Wait, Saeed! Wait, Saeed, wait! Don't! Oh.
What's happened?
He snatched the license from me and went. Mohsen, it's not wise for you to let this business drag on.
I told you before, sister. Sasan is behind all this.
Sasan has his own car, you know.
Yes, they were in two cars.
Sasan promised me to have nothing to do with Saeed anymore.
Huh, promises. Sasan's made a lot of promises. Have you forgotten what he got up to when he lived in this house?
That was a very long time ago, brother.
In any case, he hasn't changed at all.
Hi.
Hello. Here it is. And I'm telling you for the last time, I don't want to see that girl ever again.
That girl has a name and it's Shohreh.
Whatever.
He's a real nerd, that one.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's me, Marzia.
Hello.
Hello, Sasan.
Come on in.
I hope I didn't wake you up.
No, I was awake.
Are you well?
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't been able to drop in on you these last couple of weeks. I've done some shopping for you.
You shouldn't have. Hey, I'll make some tea for you.
Why is there such a mess everywhere?
I've been very busy and I haven't really had the time to clear up. Hey, please don't trouble yourself with that. You're embarrassing me, please.
What's with all the pleasantries suddenly, Sasan? That's not how mothers and sons are. If I, your mother, can't take care of you, who can?
You're really too kind. You're very different from the rest, aren't you?
I'm always thinking about you, Sasan. Especially these past few days. We've been talking about you at home.
About how good I am?
About you and about Saeed.
Mohsen can't stand the sight of me, you know that.
You made a promise, Sasan.
Yeah, I know I promised, but when Saeed comes here every day, what can I do? Break his leg or something?
What about the trip to the north?
What trip to the north?
Look me in the eye.
All right. We didn't go very far, though.
You see, you didn't keep your promise?
So what's the problem?
You think this is no big deal, Sasan? Said and you took two girls in the car and went... You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Hello. Excuse me, I'd like to see Mr. Zamani, please.
Please, take a seat.
Thank you very much.
Miss Farugi, you've miscalculated this again. Please, check it again.
Certainly. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم باز در آرا باز در آرا باز میذارم نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بیاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم